This week, I returned home from a World Council of Churches conference in Arusha, Tanzania. 1,200 church leaders from every denomination you can imagine from all over the world came together to consider the topic, transforming discipleship. The talks were fascinating and sometimes challenging. The workshops were interesting. But the golden hours of this experience for me were the time spent breaking bread with brothers and sisters from around the world. My new friends told me stories of returning home to bombed-out buildings in their towns in Syria, of the remembered terror of crossing the border from North Korea to South Korea as a child, of friends and fellow church workers being murdered by the month in the Philippines, of children hiding in the jungles of Tanzania to avoid the violence at home, of hunger in the slums of Brazil, of fathers being kidnapped in Guatemala, of the post-war years in Hungary, of watching your five-year-old child living in Bethlehem cower in the fear on the floor of your car. And as I listened to these stories, I watched the news also coming out from our own country and our own city, and news coming from you all who I love so dearly here. And I was horrified. And then I started looking at the thoughts and presumptions of my own heart. Russian historian and novelist Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote in the Gulag Archipelago, "If only there were evil people somewhere insidiously committing evil deeds, and it was necessary only to separate from them from the rest of us and destroy them. But the line dividing good and evil cuts through the heart of every human being. The line separating good and evil passes right through every human heart and through all human hearts. There is much to weep over out there in our big wide world. There is much to weep over here too, in this nation, in our homes. And there is the line cutting through each of our own hearts. None of us is innocent. All of us are complicit in the suffering of the world and the suffering of our own families and our own suffering. There is much to weep over." So in Arusha for 4 days, I wept. Well, we arrived here at St. George's this morning to celebrate. And we celebrated Christ's triumphal arrival into Jerusalem. The King of Kings is making his homecoming. But our celebration has very quickly turned to horror and then to weeping as we realized what the King of Kings coming home would mean. The King of Kings took on the form of a slave, beaten, scourged, spit upon. He has humbled himself, obedient even to the point of death, even death on the cross. We have seen him, our Lord, now hanging on the cross, weeping for Jerusalem, weeping for us. He poured out his life for us. He poured out his life for us because the line runs through each of our hearts. None of us are innocent. All of us are complicit. He poured out his life for the world because the line runs through all the nations. Indeed, the line runs through the heart of the cosmos. And everything around us, all of creation, has found itself enslaved by the powers and the principalities that every turn threaten to undo God's life and his freedom. As we witness Christ here, hanging on the cross, We are witnessing not just to death prompted by love for each of us and for the world, although that is surely what it is. As we witness Christ here hanging on the cross, we are also witnessing the cosmic battle between God's will and power for life, and the powers and the principalities that would swallow this creation into darkness. As we enter again in this week into the story of Christ's death, and as we emerge next Sunday into his resurrection, we are entering again into the great drama. It was on this battlefield, the battlefield of the cross, where the clash between God and the powers of death finally came to its head. And it is here, on the cross, as Christ poured out his life for the world, that God finally revealed himself in glory. The cross is the place where God won victory over death. So the line that runs through my heart and yours, suffering in our families and our neighborhoods and our city and our world, the line of good and evil that runs through creation, weep over it and turn your eyes to the cross this week, where you will see God pour out his life to win the victory over death. You will see God pour out his life to win you. This is what glory looks like. This is where the renewal of creation begins. This is where your new life is granted to you. It is a gift of love, a gift of grace, a gift for the world. And so this week, I invite you to enter into the great drama. Sit with Christ, gaze upon Christ as you see him pour out his life for you and for the world, and gaze upon him as God's glory shines round about through him.